That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store wondering about the contents of the little box found in the old chest in Lum's attic. Listen.
Well, quit worrying about it, Abner. We'll open it as quick as we find all the Hempstead heirs.
I can't wait. I just can't wait.
Well, you just sat there looking at that little box till you've let your curiosities run clean away with you.
Well, Lum, I don't care nothing about opening it if I just know what was on the inside of it.
Well, how are you going to find out what's on the inside of it if you don't open it?
I don't know. I've tried to figure out every way I can think of. That's the trouble. Lum, don't reckon we could just sort of raise the lid just a little and just, well, just glance in there and see what they
No, mean. No, we can't do that, Abner.
Well, I don't see how that hurt anything.
It says right on that card there that it ain't supposed to be open unless all the Hempstead heirs is present.
Well, now, Lum, we wouldn't take nothing out of it.
Oh, of course not. We wouldn't take nothing out of it.
No. I don't see how it hurt for us to just take a little look.
It wouldn't hurt, Abner, but now just hush up about it. Quit tempting me.
Found you, that thing is plumb chuck full of diamonds.
Yeah. Or pearls.
Yeah, rubies.
That these pearls in there be as hen eggs. Goose eggs.
Ostrich eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's about as big as they get.
Yeah. Well, you got the key there. Now, there ain't nobody looking. We'll shut it right back up again.
Oh, sure, we can close it right up again.
Sure,
no, no, I don't think that'd be right.
Oh.
Don't much believe we ought to do it. What do you think about it?
Well, after sort of studying it over my mind, I don't see no harm in it.
You don't, huh?
No. As long as we don't bother nothing.
Well, I don't like to set up and argue with you, Abner. Mm. I say not to open it, and you say to go ahead. Looks to me like your judgment ought to be as good as mine.
Why, sure.
You're older than me, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, Abner, if we rush to get caught doing this, no telling what they do to us. You know that, don't you?
But who is it to catch us? Who is it you're afraid of, anyway?
Yeah, guess that's right.
Well, of course it's right, Lum. The chest was found right there in your house. You own the place. Doggies, if you can't open it up, I don't know who can.
That's right, Andy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I reckon I've got just as much right as anybody else.
Why, of course you have, yeah. Little boy.
Let's see that card that was tied to the box again. Let me see just exactly what that thing does say.
Yeah, read it again, sort of slow.
This box not to be opened except in the presence of all the Hempstead heirs.
Oh.
Hmm. He don't say in case of or nothing there, does he?
No. Of course, he ain't here, though.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know. I've got a strange feeling about it, Abner.
Strange feeling.
I don't believe in haints or nothing like that, but I don't know. It just sort of gives me the flippity giblets.
Oh, for the Lord's sake, fella. Here, give me the key. I'll open it then.
Well, it'd be just as bad for you as it would for me. Might be some kind of a curse put on it.
I don't care who curses me if I can just see on the inside of that box for about a half a second.
Curse, I said.
Oh.
Like them fellas that went down in King Tut's tomb.
What fellas?
Well, they found this tomb buried down in the ruins of an old city in Egypt, I believe it was. And when these fellows went to dig into it, they found an inscription on the door that whoever opened up that door would have a curse put on them.
Well.
But they never paid no attention to it and went right on ahead in.
They did, huh? Good for them. Wished I'd have been with them.
And since that time, something dreadful has happened to every single one of them. But one.
Uh-oh.
He's the only one still living, I think.
Well, this don't say nothing about a curse, though, Lum.
No, but here's the key. If you want to open it up, go ahead.
Well, now, of course, Lum, if you don't think we ought to do it.
No, go ahead. I reckon it's all right. Just don't never mention it to a soul.
No, I wouldn't say a word to nobody. No. Not nobody.
We'll just take a real quick look and close it back up right there.
Yeah, just open it and slam it real quick. Yeah.
What you waiting for?
I just feel like there's somebody watching us, Lum.
Watching us?
Yes, sir. I feel like there's a pair of eyes staring me right in the back of the neck like I had a hot collar button or something.
Granny, how'd do, too, now that you mention it. Don't move, Abner.
Do you see anybody?
I ain't turned around.
Well, look and see.
I can't. I can't. My head won't turn. Be quiet.
Here, Long. You take the key.
Don't give it to me. I
don't
want it.
Well, I don't want it. I just, Josh. I just making out like I was going to open it.
Sure, sure. I know what you were.
Oh, I wouldn't open it for no amount of money. Not me. No, sir.
Oh, if I'd have had any eyes at all that you'd open it up, I never would have let you have the key.
Why, of course not. You know me. I wouldn't open that. No, sir.
Who are you? I say, ain't nobody back there.
Huh?
Ain't nobody standing back there staring at you, Abner.
Did you look over at back of the counter?
Huh? Oh.
At the counter?
No. You better look back there to be sure.
Well, I'll tell you, no. You go over back of the counter and look, and I'll stay here and watch the box. No, wait a minute. No, don't leave me here by myself. We'll both go. That's all.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Come on. Well, turn loose of my hand.
Oh,
for goodness sake. I can't run, and I don't want to be dragging you. Wait.
You see anybody?
No, I told you there weren't nobody in here.
Oh.
That is, you a grown man, scared a ghost. Feared to walk across the store in broad open daylight by yourself.
Oh, I weren't scared. I was just putting on. I wanted to see if I could scare you, man.
Well, turn loose on me, then. Oh. Get your hands off of me.
Well, don't get mad. Don't holler at me when I'm already scared. Nervous. And all me alive. Doggy, that was a close call. I'd have swore somebody was staring right at us.
Yeah. Yeah. Just your imagination's working on you, I reckon. Yeah, if you hadn't got scared, we'd have done had that box open by this time.
Yeah. At least now I'd have went ahead and opened it regardless of who was watching.
You do?
Yes, sir. If I had it to do over again, I'd fling that thing open so fast it'd make your head swim. Just flip her up. That's what I do.
Well, you got the key there. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Maybe we ought to wait till we hear from that telegram you sent yesterday, as old Lom, come to think about it.
Well, I don't have no idea they're going to find any Hempstead heirs.
You pretty sure?
Anyway, we don't have to take nothing out of the box.
No, but, well, I tell you, you put that ad in the paper and all that. Maybe we better wait just another day or so and see if we don't hear from some of them or something.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes, sir. Who is it?
Wait. Just wait.
Yeah, wait.
Thanks, I'd love to know what's in that thing.
Yeah, me too. Look at it sitting there.
Driving me stark, raving, mad, crazy, innocent.
The old box looks like it might not smearing at me. It's got me sort of mesmerized. Got to where I can't sleep of a night for studying about that. Just lay up there all night long, wondering what's in that box. I got to counting sheep last night, and it turned out to be little boxes with feet on them jumping over the fence.
Hope I don't get that.
Oh, it's terrible.
Of course, there might just be something inside there that sort of give us some ideas how to go about getting in touch with these relays.
Yeah, there might be.
If Mike Urosti gets any worse, I'm going to turn it over to Squire and let him go ahead and open it just to find out what's in it.
Well, now, don't do that, Lone. Looks to me like me or you've got just as much right to open that box as Squire Skimp has.
Why, sure.
Yes, sir. Just as much right as...
Who does he think he is, anyhow?
Yes, sir.
Where's that key? My grannies, if he can open it up, we can, too.
That's the way to talk, old boy. Yes, sir.
Just settle this thing once and for all.
Yes, sir. What you so nervous about, Lone?
I ain't nervous. I... just thinking about them fellers that opened King Tut's tomb.
Oh.
I feel like there's some eyes watching me again.
You do?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the way I felt when I started opening a while ago, too.
Well, let them stare. Let them stare. They can't bluff me.
Yes, I can.
There she is. She's unlocked.
Yes, sir. Good for you. Go ahead. Raise the lid, Lum.
You raise it, Abner. I done the unlocking.
No, sir, now, I ain't going to have a thing to do with this now, Lom.
Kind of wish now I hadn't unlocked it. I just don't feel
well,
right
you might as well open it now if you got it unlocked. Oh, my God, it's been long. Look,
pardon
look.
Me, gentlemen.
Oh, I never heard you come in, mister.
Howdy, Mr. Hempstead.
I hear your boss, Mr. Hempstead. We wasn't going to open it.
We didn't see Lom.
Pardon me for interrupting this way, but I'm looking for Mr. Lum Edwards. Uh-oh.
Well, that's me. That's me, but I can tell you right now, we never aim to take nothing out of the box.
Yes, we're just going to take a quick look.
Well, that's right. No, you gentlemen must have me confused with someone else. Crenshaw is my name. Professor Crenshaw. I'm a genealogist. I saw your advertisement in the paper regarding the Hempstead heirs, and since it's my business to trace down family connections, I came out in hope that I might be of some assistance in establishing the rightful heirs to the Hempstead estate.
Well, I'll be dead brain.
Then you ain't one of the Hempstead heirs yourself?
Oh, no. No, indeed.
Well, sit right down, Mr. Henshaw. Sit down. We're sure glad to see you. Now, would you mind coming over that again? Just what is it you do?
Well, well, a genealogist. Maybe now we'll find out who is supposed to open the little box. Have you ever thought, friends, of keeping an extra package of Alka-Seltzer where you work? Well, it's a wise idea because you never know when an occasional headache may come along and you'll really want Alka-Seltzer's extra pleasant, extra effective relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give extra fast relief from headache pain because it contains a dependable analgesic. Yes, when you go to your drugstore, follow this sound suggestion. Ask your druggist for 2 60-cent packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one at home and the extra one at work. Remember, an extra package in the shop can help a fellow feel tip-top.
Man.
It's all ready, and I've got a good summertime meal. I've got tuna fish, salad, deviled eggs, beets, sliced tomatoes, and ice cream and cake. Ain't that scrumptious?
Sounds good, but put that one-a-day vitamin bottle on the table. Yes, too often meals we like to eat are short on vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel nervous, irritable, and under par. But here's how you can be sure of your vitamins.
Take one one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day.
Lack of vitamins can make you feel tired and dragged out.
Take one one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day.
At your drugstore, look for the figure one on the blue packet.
Take one one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day.
Tomorrow night at the same time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you transcribed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Gene Baker speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.